Iran is holding a defense maneuver aimed at countering possible security threats against the country. Thousands of members of the Basiji volunteer forces are participating in the drill, which is being held in the capital, Tehran. Several commanders of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, the IRGC, as well as government officials are observing the exercise. The drill is meant to boost the country's deterrence power. Earlier this week, IRGC Commander Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari said Iran is planning to hold 20 drills by March 2016. Political commentator Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesham joins us now on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Sir, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the significance of these drills and the message that they harbor.
Hello. Well, you know, ever since Iran started the revolution, it has been under various sanctions. During the war with Iraq, Iran was under sanctions, and it had to develop its own arms industry. So what happened, Iran developed its own arms program little by little, and at the time of war, well, Iran started testing them during the war. But after the war, it needed war games in order to test these new weapons and weapon systems, radar systems, missile systems. But there are some features that both equipment that you have and the forces should have, and in order to say that they are prepared. There are three various features, namely agility, movement, and mobility of equipment and forces. And these war games right now, they are dedicated to boosting the agility, movement, and of course the movement and mobility of the forces, and making it more arranged in order to enhance coordination and tactics and improve the capability of the forces in Tehran and all throughout the country. So Iran stages various drills every year in order to boost its preparedness, the preparedness of its military forces, army, IRGC, and the siege, especially because we are always under threat by the U.S. and especially the Israeli regime, that every other day they pose a threat to Iran. So Iran has to keep the military preparedness, including the three features that I said, both with regard to its equipment and with regard to its forces, at the highest level possible.
And another important factor and aspect of these drills, not just the drills today, but all the drills that the Islamic Republic conducts, is the fact that almost all of the equipment that is put on display is indigenously built and domestically manufactured.
Yes, that's true, because we have been under sanctions for more than 35 years now, 36 years now. We have developed various missile systems, radar systems. Just a few days ago, Iran announced the mass production of two new radar systems. And also, we all remember that Iran had a contract with Russia, which happens to be a good friend and partner of Iran, but they did not supply it to Iran, and Iran had to develop its own Bavan 373 missile shield with better even features and equipment, according to the commanders that they announced publicly, and said that with regard to the same three features that I said, agility, mobility, and movement in deployment and transfer, this Bavar 373 has better capabilities, and that's why the Russians announced, after Mr. Putin announced that he would supply the system to Iran just a few months ago, they said that they now have to improve the features and capabilities of their own S-300 missile to supply it to Iran. Otherwise, Iran would not accept it. This has helped, you know, Iran. These sanctions have helped Iran develop its own weapons program and technology.
Indeed,
and
sir,
it has caused a wide stride in Iran's homegrown technology.
Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesham, joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran.